It is time for sports and time to bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, did you see what happened in the National Hockey League last night?
Yeah, the Rangers won.
Didn't Washington kick their butt just last week?
Honestly, don't know.
Okay. That game they lost 9-0 or 9-2, I thought that was Washington.
You might be right.
Yeah, I could be wrong. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, so.
I watched some of it. Washington was real flat last night. They were losing 1-0, and then they gave up a power play goal, and then they gave up another goal, like, within a minute after that. And it was 3-0 in the blink of an eye, and they never came back from it. So the Rangers get a big win last night.
All right. Who was in the goal for the Rangers?
The Civ.
The Civ. The Civ lives.
The Civ won a game. He's good for a year now.
That's right. Oh, gosh, that's right. All right. Tonight, our NFL game is the Colts at the Texans. I'm taking the Colts.
I'm taking Houston.
All right. Well, good. It's a real do-nothing game.
Both teams are 6-4. One of them's going to make the playoffs, if not both.
I don't know if the Texans are going to make the play, but their quarterback is really good, the Texans. That kid's good. Not as good as the kid in Baltimore, actually.
They're the same type of quarterback.
Yep.
Everybody's making a big thing out of this guy in Baltimore. We'll see.
Well, it takes more than 1 year. We found out with RG3, remember what happened there?
Yeah, but that was different.
Shanahan killed
him. He got
him.
Beat down because of Shanahan. Yeah. It's like running a racehorse that you know three of his legs are broken and you're going to run him anyway. It's pretty much what they did to him. That was a crime.
That was a crime. That was one of the worst coaching things I've ever seen in my life. I remember us talking about it all the time.
Yep.
We said it was going to cost the kid his career, and it did.
Yep. That was bad.
Well, let's go from football to talk about baseball. The Yankees released Jacob Ellsbury, and they've designated for assignment Greg Bird.
They pretty much released him, too.
Yeah, he's not quite, but he's...
I mean, they're making a big deal out of this?
Yeah.
This is something that should have been done a long time ago. I mean, Ellsbury, when was the last time he played? I think, wasn't the racing form $5? For people that don't know, it's $11 now.
Yeah.
Wasn't the racing form $5 the last time Ellsbury played? And Greg Bird, he has more lives than a cat. They kept giving him chance after chance after chance. It's about time they cut their losses with these two guys.
Right.
You've got to make a roster spot somewhere. So these guys aren't going to play. You're going to have to pay them anyway, so you might as well get rid of them. The contracts that they gave them.
So that's that. That's all I got for sports. What about you?
Not much else going on at all. The Knicks got beat yesterday. The Sixers beat them. And I'm hearing some grumblings about one of the Knicks players who was a big high draft pick. I think it was last year. Knox, the kid from Kentucky.
Yeah.
They're not real happy with him. They're even talking about outright releasing him. So I don't know what the story is, but I don't know. I mean, this was a guy that was supposed to be part of the program to develop the young team and get him ready for the future. It's not happening. He only played 10 minutes last night. He played the least out of anybody of the Knicks that played. He only took one shot, and that was it. So I don't know.
Tis
the house the Knicks built.
It's pretty horrible. It's pretty
When you take these one and done kids, you have to be real careful with them because you're drafting a kid that's 1 year removed from high school and putting him in the NBA. That's a special type of player. There's too much of that going on now. Some of them really come out of college being one and done and perform at a high rate. Some of them go out into anonymity real quick. So you have to be careful with that. And these kids coming out of college are getting a lot of money to sign. So Knox might be one that's not so good. And would it surprise you if the Knicks picked one of these kids that turned out to be not so good? Now, it's hard to give up on him because he's probably only 20 years old. Like I said, he's still young. If he stayed in college, he'd probably have another year or two to play in college to develop. So what do you do? You might release him. Somebody else might pick him up, develop him, and he becomes good. When's the time you give up on somebody like this? Hard to give up on somebody when he's only 20 years old.
Well, we'll see if they do it.
Oh. I'll make a wager out there. If the Knicks get rid of him, he'll be an all-star in 3 years.
That's right. I think you're right.
That's the way the Knicks roll.
Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely. It really is absolutely amazing.
It's like the book of what can I do wrong next.
Oh, gosh.
It's amazing. It's amazing how everything they do is always wrong. Always.
It's just to imagine, their glory years ended the year Patrick Ewing left them.
Their glory years ended when Willis Reed retired.
Yeah, but Patrick Ewing still carried them on his back for a long time.
They didn't win a championship. Their glory years were almost close years.
Yeah,
that means the Buffalo Bills had glory years. They had five in a row.
Yeah. Well, they were good. Those are glory years. They're not championship years, but they're glory years. You put your strings.
You're making it too simple again. For you to be an elite team, a good team, to have a glory year, you got to win, not come close.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think if you string together 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years in a row where you...
Of being second best?
It just doesn't matter.
You're third still, best?
It's better than being what they are now, Mike.
Oh, it is. But there's no glory there.
No, but they're the last time they played decent ball.
That's different. The last time they played decently was when they had Patrick Ewing. The last time they were championship contenders was when they had Willis Reed and Frazier and Monroe.
No, you're That's wrong about that.
Almost 50 years ago.
They were one finger roll in Game 7 against Houston of winning the NBA title. And
yeah.
Patrick Ewing's finger roll did not go in, and Houston won the title. So the
Cowboys almost beat the Steelers.
No, but
was it Jackie Smith dropped the ball right in his gut?
They were there. They were there. They had their chance. Is all I'm saying. You're talking
what
like
the Bills. I mean, yeah. You got to. In my opinion, to have a glory year, you got to win a championship. If you don't, it's an almost close year. Not winning. It's not. There's no glory in coming in second.
No, there isn't. But there's no glory in being 8-52 either.
There's no respectability in being 8-52. There's a big difference there too. You stink. You're a doormat. You know what you are? You're the thing on the ground that when it's raining out, you wipe your shoes on it. That's what the Knicks have been for like the last 6-7 years.
That's 6 or 7, Mike. Count them up.
The doormat, the absolute doormat. They were pretty decent when they had that one kid, right? What the heck was it? The kid from Princeton, was it? And then they traded him to Houston. The point guard.
Yeah, that guy that created.
Can't remember what his name was, but they were good for like 2 years there. But then the black hole era came in.
All right. Well, speaking about
the
black hole.
The marshmallow.
That's right. Speaking about the black hole, I got to get into weather.
Okie dokie. Tomorrow we get to pick more NFL games.
Yeah. Woo!
There we go.
All right. Take care.
Have a great weekend. Have a great day, guys. I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. That is Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.